to Expert News Commentary. I am your host, Chris Clarence. Accountability and governance of local councils. Of all levels of government, this level is the most crucial to our individual lives. It is the guardian of communities, trusted with the fabric of day-to-day life. Yet far and wide, community residents claim their local council is not held to account, and local council failures on a grand scale pass by with no justice served. What mechanisms work best to ensure accountability and proper governance? How are they best implemented? Who should have authority to hold this level of government to account? So many questions without clear answers. One clear answer we do have: without a strong structure in place, the cost is enormous. When local government authorities oversee deterioration of significant local landmarks and facilities, they are allowing communities to crumble. Drastically failing to serve their public in this fashion is criminal. Public servants, paid employees, elected representatives. When the milk is spilt, should one X fall or many? I'm joined now via satellite by Rex Charlson, common law and constitutional law influencer, author of the groundbreaking There Is an I in Community, and lead barrister in the case of the People versus New Bromshire, a case that set the most used legal precedent of all time. Rex Charlson, when local government authorities fail their community and their actions constitute gross misconduct, what should the response be?
No comment.
Is it just to hold individual public servants or elected councillors personally liable in such cases?
No comment.
Rex Charlson, thank you for your time today. This episode is brought to you by the Community Matters and Spaces Trust. When community space is no more, it is too late to matter.